Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Nellie Acalp is here. Nellie is a very exciting, has a very exciting story, folks. Someone that I'm really proud of her and her husband for. So the two of them became entrepreneurs 18 plus years ago with a $100 domain name and built that business into something that would be good for small business services, that were good for small business owners, built that into something that that made Intuit want to buy them out, and they did. And instead of resting on their laurels, though, they started another company and got right back into helping small business owners with a new company called CorpNet.com, and we're really proud of her for that. Nellie Acalp, welcome to the show, and congratulations on your great success.
Jim, thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here, and I want to tell you, I'm not only proud of you for what you accomplished, I'm proud of you for not walking away from small businesses. You guys, you know, it's obvious to me that what you were doing was more than just about the money. It was about the calling. It was about the mission. There's just too many people to help, and not enough of us to do it. And I want to thank you for staying in the fight.
I love what I do, and I don't plan on walking away from it any soon.
Well, we appreciate that very much. So one of the things that your new company does is help companies get organized, get structured, and get set off on the right foot, right?
That's correct. Our company, CorpNet, provides entrepreneurs, startups, new and existing business owners with the most comprehensive, cost-effective business filing services when it comes to starting their businesses, whether it's incorporating, setting up an LLC, or merely setting up a sole proprietorship or partnership, filing a DBA, or if it's an existing business, we help them with all the paperwork to keep their existing business in compliance for years to come. We provide the services in all 50 states in addition to trademark search and protection services.
Wow, that's pretty comprehensive. So one of the things it sounds like you also do, in addition to helping people get incorporated, you help them keep their minutes and their books, their board books and all that up to date. Is that one other thing you do?
That is correct. That's part of the compliance.
Uh-huh. A lot of people don't realize that, do they? They don't realize that once you incorporate, you still got maintenance.
Exactly. Many of our startups and entrepreneurs think that once they incorporate or form an LLC, their job is done. But as a corporate or an LLC director shareholder, you need to keep the LLC or corporation in compliance so that you remain protected as a small business owner. And we can provide you with all those services and more when it comes to keeping your business in compliance.
Let's talk about that protected thing. When you say protected, you're talking about not letting someone pierce the corporate veil because you weren't operating your business as a real corporation.
That is correct. So one of the main benefits of incorporating a business or forming an LLC is really protection of your assets and liability protection.
Your personal estate.
Correct, your personal assets. And by creating a corporation or an LLC as a small business owner, you're really creating a shield around yourself as a business owner so that, God forbid, if the business wrongs somebody or damages somebody and ultimately the third party gets a judgment against your business, they're not coming after you as a small business owner and against your personal assets, your personal estate, your house, your car, your savings account. So this corporation creates a shield around you as a person and protects you against any liability or, a third party going after your personal assets so that, God forbid, if they get a judgment, they can only go after the business and to the extent the business has assets.
And any individuals that might be negligent. And if an employee is driving one of your trucks, the truck's well maintained, and you've incorporated the business, and somehow the employee is involved in an accident or something, then as long as you've maintained your corporation properly, any judgment would not go deeper than your corporation, as you say, and your personal stuff would be protected. That's the corporate veil. That's what they call the corporate veil. And again, that not only requires that you start out properly, which you help people do, whether it be an S corp or LLC or whatever, but that you do the maintenance. Talk to us about the different elements of maintenance.
Absolutely. So, one of the elements of maintenance is, as a corporation or an LLC, after you filed your corporation or LLC with the Secretary of State's office, the first thing you need to do is obviously make sure you have a tax ID number and you obtain that either through a reputable company such as our company or directly through the IRS, so that the IRS can identify your entity and identify all the transactions you make. Once you obtain the federal tax ID number, or also referred to as an EIN number, you must open up a bank account
Pardon me, Nellie, but that ID number basically gives life to that corporate entity, doesn't it? It makes it an entity that can enter into contracts. That's a taxable entity. It really kind of breathes life into it, which, again, is part of the corporate veil. Go ahead now.
Correct. Really, the EIN, as you mentioned, it really gives life to the corporation or LLC, because a corporation or LLC, once it comes to life, it's like giving birth to a baby. Mm-hmm. So that baby needs a social security number. Likewise, a corporation or LLC, to be able to be identified by the IRS, needs a tax ID number. So that's the first step, is to obtain that EIN. And then secondly, you need to open up a bank account under the corporation or LLC, because that's to prevent you from commingling the corporate or LLC assets with your personal assets. As such, you need to take your articles of incorporation or the articles of organization in the case you're an LLC, with the tax ID number to your local bank, open up the bank account, and start conducting the business with the bank as a corporation or an LLC. Once those two steps are taken, then you've already set up the foundation of your business, whether it's a corporation, LLC, S corporation, whatever it is. But that doesn't mean you're able to operate the business legally. So the third step is the fact that you have to make sure you obtain the correct business licenses and permits to be able to operate.
Hold on to that thought. Now, we got to take a quick break, folks. The business is called CorpNet.com. Nellie A. Kalp, and I will be right back with more advice from her after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.